I used the word clitoris in a tractor blog. Several years ago, I wrote a historical novel set in 1856. My favorite part of the research was reading old newspapers from that year. I remember being astonished by the number of horse accidents that were reported in the papers. So-and-so died from a broken leg after falling from his horse. Down the page, a blacksmith was permanently crippled from being kicked by a horse. I began to see why mankind embraced the tractor once it became small and affordable in the 20th century, even though its massive tires and rotating shafts made it quite lethal in itself. I guess after millennia of getting our asses kicked by horses and camels, the human race were ready to work with something a little more predictable. If a tractor hurt you, it was your own damn fault. I have no right to tell the following story because I wasn't there. I know only two facts for sure. My brothers yanked the front axle out from under a tractor, and one of them had to spend the night in the hospital. What more do you need for a good story? The rest I will leave to the good judgment of my excellent readers. This involves the same tractor I blogged about Sunday, the one with the crank start. You had to either crank it by hand, roll it down a hill, or pull it with another tractor or a car. Personally, I found that if it wouldn't start with the crank, it needed a tune-up. Check the points, plugs, magneto, words that no one has heard in 30 years. I managed to grow up in the last generation of American men who knew more about the magneto than about the clitoris. My brothers, on the other hand, didn't believe in tune-ups. If the tractor wouldn't start with a gentle roll down a hill, it needed more speed. They would hook it up to a car and get its speed somewhere north of 50 miles an hour and pop the clutch. Bad idea. This tractor was designed for a top speed of 11 miles an hour. No joke, 11 miles an hour. Long story short, they yanked the front axle out from under it. Now that alone should have brought everything to a quick halt. I haven't calculated their speed with computer models or anything, but somehow they had enough momentum that the tractor, with no front axle, flipped and one of them landed underneath it. It's the one who spent the night in the hospital. After an investigation by our brother-in-law, a mechanical engineer, the tractor was cleared of any wrongdoing. He was a reliable scientist, and I don't think he was biased because it was his tractor. He just fished it out of the ditch and put the axle back on. We used it for many years after that. Last I heard, it was still running. In my opening paragraph, I didn't wish to imply that pre-tractor farming accidents were always the horse's fault. I have another story about an argument between my brothers that culminated in a horse being used to stop a tractor. I may write about it next time. I don't know. Sometimes the memory makes me ill.